John. I prepared to be in Hebrews chapter 11, but I knew that time might not allow, and I took much time on Wednesday night, so I'm going to give you a refund tonight. Okay? So, give you a refund of some of your time, Brother Terry, all right? I was informed, Brother Don, that 56 minutes is too long for Wednesday night. Just saying. But in 3 John, John is addressing a church. And he says a few things here that I want to share with you. And I'm going to literally be very, very fast and quick in this. And I'm going to let you go. He says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom, if thou being forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee. We shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name." Let's pray together, shall we? Father, as we come to you tonight, I ask that you would bless the reading of your word. Father, as we've heard from the young people and from those that had the opportunity to go to camp this past week, Father, I'm grateful for what you have done in their lives, and I pray for each one, even now, that they would remember the commitment and the vow, not that they made to each other, not that they made to their parents or to their friends, but Father, may they remember what they have committed unto you, to read their Bible, to pray, to walk in your steps. Father, give them the Holy Spirit boldness and courage to share their faith among their friends. Father, may this not be a passing time, but Father, may it be a time in their lives that they can go back to, that they can mark down, that they can know that they have things settled before you, and bless them for it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Of course, John is writing here, and I come to the verse in verse number 2 as he is introducing this letter to them, and one of the shortest books in Scripture. But he says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Notice what he says in verse 3. He said, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." In verse number 4, he says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Now, of course, John is not speaking here about his own personal children. He's talking more in children of the faith that he has probably had the opportunity to lead many of these people to the Lord in a church that he helped establish, and he has been working with them and encouraging them, and he's getting reports about their behavior. And he says again in verse number 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. He goes from verse 5 and the verses following as he talks about some of the things that he has been hearing about them. And he says, Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. He said, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Notice what he says in verse number 7. He says, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. Now hold on just a second. Notice this, and we heard some of this and some of the testimonies tonight, that this is not for our sake. Amen. This isn't for our sake, this is for his name's sake. We hold a name and we have a name that is greater than our own. We hold a name and we have a name that is greater than our own ancestry, if you will, the heritage that we've been passed down. It may be a godly heritage, but the namesake that we have that is greater than our own is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we behave in such a way, notice as he goes through this, He's encouraging them and he's telling them, hey, I have no greater joy than to hear that you walk in the truth. But then he goes from that where he says, because that is for his name's sake, they went forth taking nothing to the Gentiles. Notice verse number 8. He says, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. You see, again, it's not about us. We ought to be helping those in the truth. We ought to be establishing this. And then he says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes. Diotrephes, he said, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. So while he says, I have rejoiced and I find no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth, he says, but then there's Diotrephes. You know, there are many names mentioned in the Bible. And there's only a few out in within the church that we find really some not good things said about them. Unfortunately for Diotrephes, this is his claim to biblical fame, in that he was one that loved to have the preeminence. He was one that wanted to control things and have things. And so here he is, and he says in verse number 10, he says, wherefore if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating us against with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. He said, Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius. So we have another person mentioned here, Demetrius. He says, Demetrius, though, hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. Here's what I have for you after these testimonies. It is easy, young people, I want you to know this, it is easy to stand up at a podium and say a few words. Now, I know for some of you it was not easy at all, okay? I know for some of you, you were very, very nervous, but that's not necessarily what I'm talking about in the ease of it. What I'm saying is it is easy to stand up and say a few words, but tomorrow is going to be very difficult. Some of you have already mentioned, Jason mentioned, he said, I read my Bible all week long at camp, and I got home on Saturday, and what did he face? He faced a time where he said, right? But you did it anyway, right? Amen. Did you read your Bible today? Good. You're going to read it tomorrow? Good. You might not want to, but we need to continue to have a good report. Amen. I want to continue to hear good reports. Of course, I had two of my children go to camp and heard good reports as they came home. And, you know, kids fuss and fight. I think that's why they went with family. Families fuss and fight, don't they? They do. I heard one preacher say one time, he said, the devil lives at my house too. He was looking at his wife when he said it, I don't know why. I really don't, Brother Don, but he said it, and there you go. But look, they're going to fuss and fight, just as we do. But may they see a testimony not as Diotrephes, but one of Demetrius. May they see in our example as adults to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, they do these things, and they might do these things, but they always make it right. They always make it right. Leave yourself enough room with the Holy Spirit to be able to make things right with people. I spoke to somebody not too long ago. They're mad at somebody, and I said, would you give them a chance to make it right? And they said, nope. I said, well, that's pretty sad. I wish you would. Nope. I'm too old for that. Don't ever get too old to make things right with people or to allow people a chance to make things right with you. Life, you might think you're too old, but life is too short for that kind of stuff. And the church is no place for a Diotrephes. Notice what John said. He said, when I come, if I come, I will remember his deeds. I'll remember. He said how he dealt with us with malicious words, not content therewith. Didn't receive the brethren, forbiddeth them that would, casteth them out of the church. God, I tell you, that's no way to behave. What's the way to behave? The way to behave is to have a good report and to walk in truth. And the word of God is truth. Young people, that's where you should be walking. It'll help keep you together when you walk in it. It'll help keep us together when we walk in it. It's when we get away from this book and start doing our own thing that we find ourselves in a moment of Diotrephes instead of Demetrius. That is what I leave you with tonight. Let's pray together.